Hello world, it is your host, you already know, we are back in full effect, 2018, shout out to all of the listeners that haven't listened yet. Today's podcast will be about proving yourself to yourself. There's no more pity in 2018. Like Mr. T say, I pity the fool. Pity, P-I-T-Y. I made an acronym for this. Prove it to yourself. Pity. P-I-T-Y. Prove it to yourself. So, I've been doing research, studying famous business people. Successful business people, successful self-development people. And one thing, a reoccurring theme is, believing in yourself. Being able to sell yourself. So, through all of the knowledge that and wisdom bestowed upon me through research, I've come to the conclusion that you have to sell yourself on yourself, or nobody's going to buy anything. You have to sell yourself on yourself. And once you do that, everybody will buy from you. Your personality will be your business card. Your energy will be what it is that people remember most about you, love about you, will tell their friends about you. Because that's what it's about. It's about networking. It's about leaving a lasting impression, legacy. It's about generational wealth. It's about prosperity. But all that starts with self. It all starts with you. You have to make a decision. You have to decide. You have to stay diligent. You have to stay consistent. You have to stay persistent. And you got to get your elevator speech together. You got to get your pitch together. You got to get your whatever you would like to call it. You got to get it together so that you erase any doubt in anyone else's mind about, is this person for real? Is this person serious? Is this somebody that I can believe in? Because once you do that, everything you want, the desire, you will attract. Simple as that. You have to set goals. You have to know where you're going, so you know when you get there. If you don't know where you're going, you'll never know when you get there. And then life will be a struggle instead of life being a journey, life being a discovery, life being peaceful, blissful, things of that nature, because you know where you're going. And once you know where you're going, you're already a success. So So it's like I go out my way every day to make sure that I'm listening to something motivational, inspirational, etc. Because I want to get better. I want to be better than I was yesterday. Every day. So that's what I do. And it's like once you shift your paradigm, once you look up something motivational or inspirational, once you watch a certain video on the internet and they see that that's what you like, it opens up a whole new paradigm. It opens up a whole new algorithm. It opens up a whole new pocket of the world that you didn't really know exist. Or you might have known it exists, but inside of your world, the type of things that you like and share and repost, you weren't ever exposed to it. And I'm going to tell you a story about someone that I know, someone that I met through church. And he gave me a great video to watch by Earl Nightingale, and it was called The Strangest Secret. And in The Strangest Secret, Earl Nightingale, who was inspired by Napoleon Hill, who was inspired by Andrew Carnegie, and it talks about you become what you think about, whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not. You become what you think about. And once I watched that video was over with. There was another video. There were other videos. There was more motivation / inspiration to be inspired by. To learn from. So then that opened up my algorithm, paradigm, whatever you would like to call it, to more of that type of content, material, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, whatever the case may be. So, I am forever indebted to that person simply because I wasn't using YouTube to learn. I wasn't using YouTube for self-improvement. You know what I'm saying? I was using YouTube for entertainment. And just for him simply suggesting me to watch this one video, it changed my entire life. Because then it's like, wow, well, all I had to do is think about it. What I want instead of what I don't want. Stop thinking about what I don't want. Start thinking about what I do want. Set goals. Set a goal. You know, short term, long term. 5 years, 10 years. And, you know, put a system in place to where you can succeed, you can adapt, it works for you, and it's custom made for you because you made it. So it's like, if I was never exposed to that one video, and I still get suggestions to watch certain videos, you know what I'm saying, because of that one video that he told me to watch, I want to say 3, 4, 5 years ago. Maybe longer than that. So it really, and that took me back to a famous quote by Tupac where he was saying that, you know, he's not going to change the world himself, but he will spark the brain that's going to change the world. So it's like, I feel that. I felt that on a real, real deep level. because I feel like that's something that everybody can relate to. And if we all just decide to do our part and share more and encourage more people and show more love and show more gratitude for what we already have, that's how the world changes. That's how the world shifts. So yeah, as far as that goes, that's dope. But I just wanted to say that I'm back in full effect. Shout out to all the supporters, everybody who's going to share this, everybody who's going to listen to this. Everybody who is going to be a part of this, as far as the interviews go and things like that. I'm going to have a lot of special guests come through from all walks of life, from all stages and points in their career. My hope, my aim for Grinding Prosper Radio is it for it to be a modern career day. But, like, you know, in elementary school, we had career day. Certain people came in from different walks of life telling you about their job, things of that nature, firefighter, doctor, lawyer, whatever the case may be. And it's like, looking back, those lessons from those people stood out to me more than anything I learned out of a book. You know what I'm saying? It was the experiences in school more than the just take a test, learn. It was the hands-on. It was the teach me something that I can really hold on to, really grasp. So I want to bring that energy into this, as far as people from all stages and points in their life, where they're at now versus where they would like to be or where they're currently en route to. And if they don't have a set goal or a set intention, that on the spot, we come up with one together. We set a goal together. Because I want people who are at any stage in their life to be able to share their experiences thus far. Because life is about sharing experiences. Whether you think nobody cares or you think there's not somebody that's in the same boat, you're wrong. I promise you there is. I promise you there's somebody that's going through the exact same thing that's going through, that need to hear the encouragement or the breakdown of how you're handling what you're handling, the breakdown of how you're dealing with what you're dealing with, knowing what you're dealing with, knowing the type of situation you're in, and things of that nature. So yeah, I want it to be where, so for example, say you have somebody who's aspiring to be an entrepreneur. They've been doing their thing, they've had a job since high school, they doing this, they doing that. They might have set a little bit of money aside, now they're like, I want to start a business. I want somebody who's at the same level, somebody who might have just started a business and they're 3 to 6 months in. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if they don't know what type of industry they want to get into, somebody can, you know what I'm saying? There'll be an interview or a person that I can refer them to. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like your network determines your net worth. So I know a lot of talented people, which is another reason why I started this. And I know a lot of people who I feel like need to be heard. Their story needs to be told. So that's what I'm bringing through this. the platform of not necessarily the people who everybody would think is successful or, you know, well off or prosperous or abundant, but people who are like, look, I'm going through what I'm going through, but I'm not going to give up. I'm growing through what I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like the daily encouragement is needed. I need it. So I am doing more, sharing more, giving more, because I need it. So a lot of the motivation for me is for me to go back and listen to this. So when I'm down, when I'm feeling down, or I need to feel encouraged, I can go back and listen to something that, you know, I put together and can reinstill that confidence in me about my abilities for doing what I want to do. Because nobody's really going to motivate you. You have to motivate yourself. Nobody's going to inspire you. You have to go looking for inspiration. You have to be inspired by things instead of hating or being jealous or envious of certain people for accomplishing certain tasks. And it's like, I can't remember who said it, but I heard, I think it was Jim Quick from Quick Learning. He said that, you know, nobody is more anything than you, just a little bit more focused. And I was like, that hit me really, that was really profound for me, because it's like, I struggle a lot with staying focused, being categorized as ADHD. And things of that nature. So I have a problem with staying focused. I have a problem with staying focused. I wouldn't say staying determined, because I feel like I'm a pretty determined person. I know what I have to do, which is put in the work. You know what I'm saying? But my work is considered from the time that I open my eyes to the time I go to sleep. At the current moment, I don't clock in anywhere. I don't have a traditional 9 to 5 or whatever. I don't punch a clock. Simple as that. So I have to schedule myself. I have to give myself daily tasks. I have to, you know what I'm saying, structure my day for myself in order to get things done. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little bit more challenging for me. I would say that I'm working on my self-discipline more than anything right now. Just sticking to what I said that I was going to say. You know what I'm saying? Sticking to what I said that I would do is a big one for me, because as I'm learning more, studying more successful people, that's a common trait that they have in common. That's a common trait that they have. A lot of successful people, they make a decision and they rarely, you know what I'm saying, if ever, change up or switch up. They set their intention and that's what it is. And they see it all the way through and fulfill it all the way out. So me personally, I'm working on all of that. I'm working on being more determined, holding myself more accountable, eating better, exercising more. I drink a very, very good amount of water, so my water consumption is where it needs to be. But as far as physical fitness and eating better, you know what I'm saying? Those are the things that I feel will propel me to where I need to be. And that's the foundation that I have to stand on. So once my foundation is solid, then I could take flight. So that's what I'm focusing majority of my time on. Focusing on eating better, eating more, learning more about health and wellness on the natural side, the homeopathic side of things, because that's how I got introduced to health and wellness. So, before I go too far off left, start talking about a whole nother topic than the topic originated for this episode, I'm gonna leave you all with this, and that is to prove it to yourself. Prove to yourself that you have what it takes, that you are who you say you are. And if you don't know who you are yet, it's okay to say that I'm still searching. I'm still finding out. Trial and error. I'm trying and doing, showing and proving. And hold yourself accountable, because nobody else will. Nobody else is going to hold you accountable. And you see that every day on social media. You see that every day in life. Nobody is holding anybody accountable. Everybody is bringing something up, then somebody else brings something up, and then we've deferred from the initial point. Everybody's making personal opinions. Nobody is stating facts. The facts don't matter anymore. So we got to get back to, we got to start with ourselves. And change the world, start with yourself. Biggie said that. And Tupac said, I might not be the brain, I might not be the one that's going to change the world, but I'm going to spark the brain that's going to change the world. And I feel that same way. So with that being said, peace, love, and light. Blessings and power to all people. And we out of here.